Matthew 20. For the kingdom of the heavens is like a householder who went out with the early morn to hire workmen for his vineyard. And having agreed with the workmen for a denarius the day, he sent them into his vineyard. And having gone out about the third hour, he saw others standing in the marketplace idle. And to them he said, Go also ye into the vineyard, and whatsoever may be just, I will give you. And they went their way. Again, having gone out about the sixth and ninth hour, he did likewise. But about the 11th hour, having gone out, he found others standing, and says to them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say to him, Because no man has hired us. He says to them, Go also ye into the vineyard, and whatsoever may be just ye shall receive. But when the evening was come, the lord of the vineyard says to his steward, Call the workmen and pay them their wages, beginning from the last even to the first. And when they who came to work about the 11th hour came, they received each a denarius. And when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more, and they received also themselves each a denarius. And on receiving it, they murmured against the master of the house, saying, These last have worked 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the heat. But he answering said to one of them, My friend, I do not wrong thee. Didst thou not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is thine and go. But it is my will to give to this last even as to thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will in my own affairs? Is thine eye evil because I am good? Thus shall the last be first, and the first last. For many are called ones, but few chosen ones. And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples with him apart in the way, and said to them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death. And they will deliver him up to the nations, to mock and to scourge and to crucify. And the third day he shall rise again. Then came to him the mother of the sons of Zebedee, with her sons, doing homage and asking something of him. And he said to her, What wilt thou? She says to him, Speak the word that these my two sons may sit, one on thy right hand and one on thy left in thy kingdom. And Jesus answering said, Ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink the cup which I am about to drink? They say to him, We are able. And he says to them, Ye shall indeed drink my cup, but to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but to those for whom it is prepared of my Father. And the 10, having heard of it, were indignant about the two brothers. But Jesus, having called them to him, said, Ye know that the rulers of the nations exercise lordship over them, and the great exercise authority over them. It shall not be thus amongst you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your servant, and whosoever will be first among you, let him be your bondman, as indeed the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. And as they went out from Jericho, a great crowd followed him. And lo, two blind men sitting by the wayside, having heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, Lord, Son of David! But the crowd rebuked them, that they might be silent. But they cried out the more, saying, Have mercy on us, Lord, Son of David! And Jesus, having stopped, called them and said, What will ye that I shall do to you? They say to him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. And Jesus, moved with compassion, touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes had sight restored to them, and they followed him.